This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Officer is charged. Rare still that a police officer is held accountable. But we are at a moment in this country where last year we lost 950 people at the hands of the police. Thus far this year, 706 people, 15 in the state of Oklahoma. This feels like a state of emergency for policing.
What is going on in this country? Conversations like that one taking place everywhere. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Sad to see the photos in the last couple of days coming out of Charlotte. Even the family calling for release of the police footage, saying to the protesters to not be out of control. The curfew has slammed into Charlotte and kind of calmed the chaos of the last few days. There are troops on the streets there. I mean, this is Charlotte, North Carolina. If you've ever spent any time there, it is just to me so surprising to see this on the heels of a cop in Tulsa who shot and killed an unarmed black man be charged with manslaughter. In this case, we are still waiting for the initial reports, but the evidence doesn't stack up against the police officer in Charlotte. In fact, it was a black cop that shot a black perpetrator, I'll call him, and they believe and have stood by him to say that once everything is processed, that's what it'll come out as. But protesters, it's a tipping point. This has happened across the country. I think they turned out en masse on Thursday with a lot of pressure on the cops to release the video that could resolve these different accountings of the shooting. So you had demonstrators that were screaming, release the tape, release the tape, blocking off an intersection right near a key area in the heart of the city's business district. They continued to march as the police watched. The National Guard was carrying rifles. They were in front of office buildings to stop another night of possible violence. The mayor, Jennifer Roberts, signed a curfew order from midnight until 6 a.m., despite the fact that the police chief said he didn't see a need for you. But there were protesters that climbed onto Interstate 277, blocked traffic. They stood in the middle of the highway. So far, police have resisted releasing the police dash cam and body cam footage after the death of 43-year-old Keith Lamont Scott earlier this week. His family was shown the footage Thursday and demanded that the cops release it to the public. The family's lawyer said he couldn't tell whether Scott was holding a gun. Oh, boy, it's always that debate. Charlotte certainly is on the list of cities shaken by these protests and recriminations over the death of a black man at the hands of a cop. But this time, too, by the way, like I mentioned, the police officer happens to be a black police officer. Coming so quickly after Tulsa. Prosecutors, again, I'll reemphasize this, there charged a white officer with manslaughter for killing an unarmed black man on a city street last week after a stalled car incident. Wow. So what is it going to take to stop the kind of violent outcry when it's violent that can lead to more people dying who don't need to be in the middle of a crowd that is peaceful, but then all of a sudden gets raucous and it leads to disastrous consequences. Just absolutely disastrous. What some are saying, I was reading an interesting quote from a professor at Pace University School of Law. He's saying that we've seen too many situations that the video tell the truth and the police who were involved in the shooting tell lies. Ooh. He said it's irresponsible of police not to release the video immediately. If you remember last year, a Chicago police officer was charged with murder the same day the city released dash cam video that showed him shooting a black teenager 16 times. So that footage contradicted the accounts of officers who said that the teen had a knife and was swinging it at them. The dangerous thing here is, besides what's going on in these specific cities, is the continuing pounding that innocent cops will take as a result of this. Right? Coming up, we're going to lighten the load and take you to the movies. Thank goodness, right? It's been a strange week on the campaign trail, that's for sure. The polls tightening up, and it depends on what poll you look at. This in front of the presidential debates, you know, when they're happening, a handful of days, less than a week. On Monday, Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton go toe-to-toe. I hope both of them are well. After her mild case of pneumonia. This debate, I think, is going to be the biggest watch debate ever. Ever. That's an easy prediction to make. I really believe that. People can't get enough of this wild-ass circus, can they? They can't. And I think that it'll continue through the three debates. And the three debates could have, ultimately, a big sway over how some vote. I mean, it's a question I asked months ago. Do you know how you're voting? Do the people around you, more importantly, because you can get a sense, do your own polling, how are the people around you voting? You can tell by what they say. Maybe they don't need any push in either direction, but there is a giant chunk of eligible voters who are the in-betweens, not the deplorables, the in-betweens. So they're independent and they might not know which way they're going. There is a play for that group from both of the candidates because that could amount to a lot of voters. And even if traditionally they vote Democratic, it's not unheard of to vote for a Republican. I'm going to say that could go either way. And that's why the debates to me are so big, so huge, so paramount for either one of these two. Either one. Coming up, we're taking you to the movies. So you can kick back, relax, and see what's on tap. Stay with us.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-990-1243. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter New Biotics makes your belly. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-990-1243. That's 1-800-990-1243. 1-800-990-1243.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Two, three. Ooh. 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 Well, my heart knows better than I know myself, so I'm gonna let her do all the talking. Ooh. Ooh. I came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree.
Sitting in the movies, watching the big screen with my hand in the popcorn, unfortunately without butter, and a giant, giant thing of water, plus my One World Way. Sounds so, so good. That's where I was last week. I went to see Snowden. We reviewed Snowden, and I have to give it a thumbs up. If you were interested in what happened with Snowden, and of course we followed it here on the show and talked to a lot of different people surrounding the Snowden incident and his escape to Cuba. I called it his escape to Cuba. But just everything that broke and what was revealed and how much more could be revealed too as well. I think Joseph Gordon-Levitt did a great job portraying him, and it was just really interesting. I thought the movie was pretty interesting. So I would give it a thumbs up. This week at the movies, this is a remake, but it was a very, very popular movie in its time. And remakes are finding their way into a lot of people's list of movies I want to go and see. So the original Magnificent Seven was just critically acclaimed. So when you go and you redo a movie, you know, when it's, you bring it back to life, which happened, if you remember, with Ocean's 11, you're just talking about a movie from the original movie from 1960. And this movie stars Denzel Washington, Chris Pratt's in it, Ethan Hawke's in it. A lot of faces that you would recognize in this remake of this classic movie. It'd be wild to be one of those actors and be offered the movie. I think because of I think just because of the, you look at the cast from before even, and the cast of the original movie, Yul Brynner, Eli Wallach, Steve McQueen, Charles Bronson, Robert Vaughn, James Coburn. Crazy. All right, here's a sneak peek so you can listen to what the new one sounds like.
Man carries a gun, he tends to use it.
Dan, you dead? Pity.
I had just ordered a drink from that man.
Took a job, looking for some men to join
you. Is it difficult? Impossible.
How many you got so far?
You and me.
Who's she?
We work for her.
Good Lord.
That's right.
That man murdered Boston.
I want something. I take it.
He will take everything we have.
So you seek revenge?
I seek righteousness. But I'll take revenge.
I need more than a few to help us fight.
What a bunch of misfits we are.
You know how to shoot that thing? I'm good.
So am I.
You're welcome, my friend.
Oh, we're good. We got a Mexican.
I sense we are bonding.
Boom. We got seven.
He's got an army.
And they'll be murdered by the world's greatest lover.
Why are you here? Fighting someone else's fight.
These people deserve their lives back. Just make sure we're fighting the battle in front of us, not the battle behind them.
Every man's got the right to choose where he dies.
We have nowhere else to go, so...
I just wanted to blow something up.
Is that a plan?
How'd we do?
I think we killed them all.
All right, I like it. I think I might not get to see it on the big screen, but I will see it streaming for sure. We go to animation and this flick called Storks.
Seriously.
I'm not talking to you. I'm mad at you.
Oh, no, really?
I'm going to devour this thing. Tastes like flowers.
Okay, this tiny thing is now a wolf, everybody.
Hey, I want to teach it to walk around in circles.
Yes.
Before it lays down.
Yes, yes.
That's my favorite thing to teach.
Gravity, they look good.
You're probably asking yourself how a stork, a girl, and a baby wound up in this situation. Let me go back and start at the beginning of the story.
Junior, you know why I built my office entirely out of glass, even though birds can't see glass?
I do not.
Power move. I'm getting out of babies and into package delivery.
Oh, new phone!
Cool, 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 cool. Very cool.
Monday, it'll all be yours. Sorry, any monumental screw-up.
Orphan Tulip?
Junior? Oh, Tulip is just fine. Orphan hurts my heart.
There's a quail, an emu, there's a chicken. They cannot fly.
She's helping us achieve our dreams.
This is going to be great, guys.
Tulip?
What is that?
It's a baby.
Storks don't deliver babies anymore.
If this baby finds her family, then maybe I can find mine.
You'll find your family.
You think?
For sure.
This is crazy. We are delivering a baby.
If anyone finds out about this, I am dead meat.
Powder. Baby powder.
Have you seen a red-headed lady and a stork?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I saw two that fit that description the other day.
No, man, I will not be your friend.
Sorry. Thought we were vibing.
We're going to destroy the whole room?
We have to replace the chimney with a slide for when the storks deliver my baby brother.
What he said.
Dads are fun, moms are mean.
I heard that.
Moms are fun, too!
love too.
I agree.
We go from an animated flick that was pretty obvious to understand to this one called IT.
My name is Mike Regan. I own this company. Let me talk to you about the future.
In the beginning, Stork.
I crashed.
Grab the temp gun.
Really saved my ass in there. Maybe you can come over to our house. Have a look at our internet.
Ed Porter, ma'am. I'm the IT guy.
This is our daughter, Kaylin.
Hi.
You know, smart panels in your home have built-in cameras, right? I had them disabled. I like my privacy.
Good luck with that.
Evening, Mike. Kaylin, she texted me.
This is family friends. Have a good night.
Who was it?
Nobody.
We have an issue. We've been hacked.
Polished man with a successful business and the perfect family. You're not the master of the universe, Mike.
We'll see how tough you are when your little planes start falling out of the sky.
Until we can clean out the hack, everything's grounded.
You have any evidence that he's actually done any of these things?
Change everything. Passwords, codes, secure this place. The pictures you take, the things you put out there, they can be used to hurt you.
Privacy's over, Mike. It's all over.
I want you to fix it.
I promise.
Cassius mental health issues. He is a bad man.
I'm going to kill you, boy. It's as simple as that.
All right, you gotta love it. Lots of movies. If you see any of them, review them and send me your thoughts at americatonight.net. I'll send you a copy of my book, Invade the Man Cave. Pierce Brosnan, the star of that one, is a thriller. Looks pretty good to me. That's another one I would probably stream. Everyone's worst nightmare. Somebody crashes everything in your company, everything in your life, makes up a bunch of lies. Oh, yeah, that's...
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before markets, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping and has been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
And boy, can we. In Puerto Rico the other day, it was terrible. You know, we talk about these power outages. They had 1.5 million people without power in Puerto Rico in the dark. Imagine this on an island. I was looking at a map of the island, and the blackout caused traffic jams. Businesses had to close. And they say, you know, lasted for hours, and electricity is still barely getting back on. Imagine the havoc that causes with airports. We know that, of course, here on the mainland, here in the United States, when that happens, and there have been power outages that maybe you've experienced. I know I've experienced them. We've talked about them on the air, what's happened when the power's gone out in my neighborhood. We've had a couple of really bad storms. It's been a while, but then, you know, all of a sudden everything is out and you're waiting and waiting and waiting and emptying refrigerators, and that goes to that emergency preparedness thing. All right, this one is going to make your hair stand on end. I promise you when you hear this. I just was reading a story about the government granted citizenship to at least 850 people who were ordered to be deported or removed from the United States. It's interesting because Grimm called the other day and he talked about this story, and I checked with my Border Patrol friend and he said, no, I don't know what you're talking about. And as it turns out, absolutely, there were these immigrants that were facing deportation, and suddenly they're not. So how did that happen? Shoddy paperwork, ridiculous. In looking at this story, the USCIS granting at least that many people that were supposed to be removed, and you know, why did that happen? How did that happen? This goes to Homeland Security and falling through the cracks that we keep talking about. And for Donald Trump, that was more fodder on the campaign trail because he's been talking about immigration and the problems with immigration and not tackling, and I've said this for a long time, the paperwork aspect where people are and keeping track of who's in and who's out where it makes sense. All right, this is a story about a car accident. Shanti Lowe, died in a car crash, just 40 years old. I didn't realize that. You know, the rap community really rallies around its own. And he was known for a song called Day Now. And, you know, it was about the mothers of his 11 children. Well, he died on Wednesday after a car crash in Atlanta. His manager told a local radio station, to let them know. And seriously, this guy, Georgia native, was a founding member of a pretty big group called D4L that at one point, if you go back to 2006, they had a song that was number one on the Billboard 100 chart. If you're a rap fan, you might remember it. It's Laffy Taffy. But here's the cool thing. The song made it into the Guinness Book of World Records in 2007 as the most downloaded song, one of the biggest hits in the hip-hop subgenre known as snap music. So dead in a car accident at the age of 40, as I mentioned. I'm moving along to some interesting number stories. This is one that's pretty interesting. Picture this, a statue turning up after 80 years. So let me just rephrase that. Yes, 80 years, a Colombian statue was found after 8 decades, and this ceramic piece was identified after it was put up for sale. I love these stories. So an art historian with Hampstead Auctions was the name of the place, noticed a number of red flags when researching this artifact, and then so there was some suspicion, as to what the scoop is. Looking at the base of the figure was registration number for a museum, number one. So there's this group called the Art Recovery Group, which is a London-based company. They focus on art repatriation, so they had started identifying what the item was, and it turns out this museum in Cartagena had no record of how the sculpture disappeared, but it did disappear from the Columbia National Museum, and it was part of a collection. Isn't that crazy? So think about it. It's like this slab figures, and it was a male, and it was ranged in height from 4 to 20 inches. They were really super, super famous. And these ceramic figures were made by people who were in the hills and the valleys during the centuries before the Spanish conquest in the 1530s. So imagine how old that piece was. So, of course, they were thrilled to get it back, needless to say. I mean, completely thrilled. This is a sad story, but a good story in one way, that there's some closure. I used to live by this college called Cal Poly. I used to live in a place called Morro Bay, and I can remember people talking about this story recently that I know that still stayed there. A Cal Poly student named Kristen Smart. There's a break in this case finally, because she was a freshman at Cal Poly in 1996. She walked home from an off-campus frat party with a bunch of other students. She was just 19. She was seen near her dorm and disappeared. She didn't go to her room, didn't contact friends, didn't have identification or money or clothing when she disappeared, so there was a massive search, I mean, everywhere for her, all the way up and down the California coast. And they kept interviewing this male student who said he worked with her and saw her walking toward her dorm. But they never found Smart, and she was declared dead in 2002. No arrests were made. So they were digging, a team were digging for Smart's remains on an area of the campus, and the evacuation, I know this place well, is taking place, or the excavation is taking place near the Cal Poly P, which is a giant letter that's in the hillside, and they're watching, you know, people are watching what's happening. So the sheriff's office never stopped investigating the case, they said, and they've developed these leads, and based on the leads, they had three dogs from Quantico, Virginia, who were flown in to search, and for, you know, they're trained for specific scents, and they say they're going to go down about 3 feet at the spots where the dogs detected something. And how about that? So what a break that is. Because we're talking 20 years. So all of a sudden you have this is your worst nightmare. You have this kid that you adore that goes to college, that's doing the right thing, and just boom, you never see them again. They just flat out disappear. You have a missing kid. You'd have no idea. And as the parents now say, we never had the opportunity to bury her, because at this point, it's a foregone conclusion that, you know, that's what happened to her. And now I love the fact that they didn't just let this case just disappear. 20 years, and I mean, that's a cold case, but they were paying attention. They were paying attention to leads still, and I say to that, bravo. Jim Carrey, the man of 1,000 faces, is being sued, as we continue, we can count, over his girlfriend's drug overdose. I mentioned this the other day, but this is, some details came out. This is a story from back in September of 2015. Kat White, a 30-year-old hairstylist and beautician, was found dead in her house in Sherman Oaks. So now what the family is saying, because she dated Jim Carrey, is that he was getting her what she needed, meaning she had a lethal overdose of prescription drugs, including Ambien, and I talked about this, and Percocet. And so they're saying that they're accusing him of getting her the drugs, because he wouldn't have been able to get the drugs, or she wouldn't have been able to, and she had had problems in the past. So needless to say, Carrie is saying that they're trying to take advantage of the situation. It's sad because she was such a great lady, and that's, you know, ruining her name and whatnot. But I have a feeling that we'll continue to hear more about that story. I don't think it's going to necessarily disappear, let's put it that way. And it's sad. You see a picture of him, actually, he's a pallbearer, and he's holding her coffin, and it's and he looks just so dejected, let's put it that way. All right, one last one here for We Can Count, and it has to do with the New York bombing. Investigators are looking for two witnesses. They're trying to find these two witnesses. They've actually sent out videotape of them. They want to speak to the two guys that were seen on the surveillance video removing a pressure cooker with wires and duct tape with the piece of luggage left in the Chelsea neighborhood. There, you can see the photograph. You can clearly see them. And they've tweeted it out. They put it out all over. And they say the men aren't accused of wrongdoing, but they're interested in speaking to them. There's no criminal charges. They won't be arrested. But it says that they located a piece of luggage on the sidewalk, removed the device from the luggage, then left the device behind, but they took the luggage. So that is curious, right? What's that about? So I have a feeling, because their face is everywhere, that they'll end up being able to find those two guys. All right, once again, this is another edition in the books, as they say, of We Can Count.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair
repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, Ph.D. are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled AKASHICUniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
Once again, unbelievable amount of letters that we get to this show, or emails. It's not actually physical letters, although Grim did send me some stuff in the mail. So, let's jump to the mailbag. This is our first one. This is from Scott, who says, Kate, what is the scoop on this dude in New York? What's going on there? Supposedly they're looking for two guys who picked up the luggage that the pressure cooker was in. What do you think happened here? Do you think they're involved? Well, who knows what the deal is with that? They picked up the pressure cooker and then they took the luggage. So they have Rahimi who's been charged, and in the meantime they're looking for these two guys to. They said they have nothing to do, they're not going to face charges, it has nothing to do with that, but they want to ask them questions, I suppose. And you clearly can see them on the tape, and they don't look rattled or like they're trying to sneak off or, you know, whatever. So this unexploded pressure cooker was found a few blocks away in Chelsea. The blast pushed a dumpster 100 feet, shattered windows 400 feet above the detonation. The bomb had ball bearings, steel nuts, which is makes it more lethal, and that, you know, and they can travel 650 feet from the site. So it's pretty scary what happened there. There's no question about that. And here we go again. Anwar al-Awlaki, the U.S.-born cleric, ties to him again. Remember the mass shooter, Nidal Hassan, referenced him. Now you have this other guy, this bomber, Rahimi, referencing him. So from the grave, he still continues to influence actions. And, you know, the father said he told the FBI that he was a terrorist, that his son was a terrorist, but the FBI never interviewed Ahmed Rahimi. Never. He was never placed in an FBI database of potential terror threats. And so, look, there you go, right? He traveled to Afghanistan, Pakistan in the last couple of years, married a Pakistani woman. There's a lot of questions surrounding this, and they're investigating it. There's no doubt about that, trying to leave as much behind as possible, meaning find out as much as they can, including tracking down these two guys. All right, this is from Jake, who's listening to us in Austin. Kate, this campaign is just ridiculous. Part of me laughs and part of me just wants to cry at how it's so unbelievably insane. I cannot believe, as you often say, that there aren't better candidates than the ones that we're talking about. I can't believe that there aren't smarter, bigger, badder peeps that want to run for the leader of the free world. You might have answered your own question, and I say the same thing. It seems so crazy to me that this is what we have left. No offense, actually, to either one of them, but did you think, honestly, that this is who would be president? Trump or a Clinton? I don't think so. I'm just saying, I don't think so. Let's move on. This one is from Joseph 2. I like how he says this. Yo, Joseph 2, listening to you faithfully in Florida. Sometimes I download the show. It depends on my schedule. Wow, the governor in North Carolina having to declare a state of emergency. How awful is this? I mean, how far have we gone? Didn't we already have the civil rights movement? What is happening to our cities? What is going on, Kate? I don't blame the governor, Pat McCrory. What was he going to do? He had to do the state of emergency. Why are a few idiots taking over some of these peaceful protests? Well, there's a lot of whys in there. You had a person who was shot during the protest. They're on life support, critical condition, supposedly not deceased. But how does that happen? So this violence erupts in the middle of what's supposed to be a protest. And it's one day after police shot and killed Keith Lamont Scott, who police say was armed and ignored commands to drop his weapon. This is a guy who was a father of seven, had a book in his hand. I mean, I just don't get it. I just don't get what's happening. I get the reaction because of what's happened previously, but this goes to the why, right? I mean, yeah, it goes to the why. Why is this happening? And it's tragic, and there needs to be more conversation. The climate is just, boy, outrageous. All right, so I went off on a tangent. Let's go back to, Christopher. Kate, I'm wondering what the game of the week was for Nail the Score. I'm sorry I missed it, and I want to definitely chime in next time. But what was the game of the week, and who do you think wins the Super Bowl? That's such a loaded question. I think I picked Arizona. And now, of course, finally, my Philadelphia Eagles are doing well. The game of the week was the Eagles and Pittsburgh. I picked the Eagles to win it 29-24. I think it's going to be a really good game. Really close. I think we're going to have a really, really close game. Carson Wentz, the quarterback for the Eagles, rookie, fourth rounder. I love it. I love his story. It's fabulous. But Ben Roethlisberger, the gunslinger, has been there forever. It's intriguing. This matchup is intriguing. Remember, Nail the Score Tuesday into Wednesday, last segment, and I will mail you some of our One World Way, too, because Stephen Hewer gave me a truckload of it. And, you know, I swear by it. I swear by it. Here's one from Hennessy. Kate, The polls, the polls, the polls. Are you buying that this is a close election, or do you think Trump has it in the bag? Do you think every time there's violence that that just helps his cause and hurts hers? Well, I think that her physical deal wasn't good on 9/11 when she was shaky, wobbly, coming out of that memorial. That wasn't good, and the way the camera filmed her especially. And I think that between the two of them, there's enough questionable activities or things that have happened in the past that you could say, what about this? What about that? You know, the tax situation, the situation with her, of course, with the emails. I've already said this. It's just a coin flip. It's a coin flip because there's a big in-between, and where are you, my independence? If you're completely independent, which direction are you going in? Are you, are you going for Hillary, or are you voting for Donald Trump? It's going to be intriguing. The finish of this is going to be interesting. All right, let's move on to another one. This one is from Hal. Kate, I was wondering what your favorite sport is and if you like to ride bicycles. That's kind of a crazy question. Do I like to ride bicycles? I do when I have time. How's that answer? I have a bike that has no gears. It has like 3 gears. So it's tough. I've taken it on long bike rides, and it's great in one way, I guess. It's a double workout, but I'm exhausted. It seems like everyone's gliding by me, and there I am with my 3 gears. So yes, I like to ride. Favorite sport to play, I like to golf if it's to play. Favorite sport to watch has got to be football, baseball, I guess I would put on that list. I would put on that list too, I think. Yeah, definitely. So that's tough. That's tough for me, trying to come up with what the best one is, since I like football. All right, let's go to another one. This one is from Timothy. Hey, Katie Kate. I am sitting here actually listening to you and writing you this note. Do you think Tim Tebow makes the Mets team? I think that story is awesome and intriguing, that it all comes down to, I mean, here he is now trying to make it through the Mets organization. And maybe, you know, there's a chance. He's athletic. He's in good shape. And it wouldn't be shocking to me if he did. It wouldn't be shocking. Let's put it this way. If I have to pick, I'm going to say, yeah, he could come up for at least a cup of coffee. Let's put it that way. All right, thanks for all the emails. You, too, can send me your thoughts, americatonight.net or DelaneyMediaGroup@live.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.